With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Set aside the trade troubles with China for a minute, and a couple of other significant matters have come up on the commodity front. I spoke with U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse Thursday about the news this week that India is increasing its tariffs on Washington apples from 50 to 70%.
You know, the decision by India to increase their tariffs on, I think, a list of 28 different products, and apples is on that list, was not totally surprising. They've been threatening that for quite some time, but certainly it's unfortunate, as it does make our apples less competitive in that market, and that's become a huge market.
That's key, given that India is Washington's third largest apple market behind Canada and Mexico.
Particularly as we have lost some of the market share in Mexico, but now that the tariff on aluminum and steel have been lifted, the proposed tariffs on Mexico that President decided not to impose.
But the good news on that front, Newhouse says, is Mexico's ratification Wednesday of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
And with the ratification by the Mexican government, I think all those things bode well for us to make up for the whatever we might lose in India and back in our more traditional market of Mexico.
Listen to more for more on these recent trade developments.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.